Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Welcome, everyone, you gorgeous, sparkling, precious diamonds in the sky. I look forward to having a wonderful evening with you for the My Beauty Angel show tonight, our episode. And you're listening to Audrey Quinn with the My Beauty Angel show. I'm your host. And we are very grateful to be part of the Greater Good Ministries programming, which is produced by Reverend Barbara Delosier, also known as Reverend B, my personal friend and producer, in association with Blog Talk Radio and blogtalkradio.com, worldwide blog talk shows and broadcasting worldwide, meaning you can Skype in or call in to our show at area code 347-237-5339. Please be sure to hit number 1. And if you'd like to have a chat with myself or my special guest, which I'm going to get to right now, her name is Deborah Charveron, and she is just an angel of a medium. I have had readings from Deborah myself. She's a psychic medium, and she comes to us from Illinois tonight. And Deborah has been a sensitive since her youth, since a child. She's been working in the metaphysical field since 1990. She has done readings at psychic and holistic gatherings with metaphysical organizations, at private gatherings, as well as over the phone, one-on-one. And as a psychic, she receives visions, guidance, and information relating to your present life experience, as well as information on previous lifetimes. Deborah can receive a variety of details and specifics and information by holding any personal object as well, which is known as psychometry. And to reach Deborah for a private reading, you can reach Deborah via email at P like Paul, S like Sam, I for I, field 7, number 7, at hotmail.com. Again, that's PSI field and then the number 7 at hotmail.com to reach Deborah. You can also find her on Facebook if you'd like to reach her and friend her on Facebook. And you can find her as Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, capital A is her middle initial, Charveron, it's C-H-A-R-V-E-R-O-N, Charveron. Her phone number, you can contact her directly, is 217-875-2332. And Deborah is going to be gifting callers a one-question mini-reading. If there is time permitting and she feels that she wants to go into a little bit more with you, then she will, but we're trying to keep it to one question per caller. And some things get personal, so you might want to take them off the air just with her one-on-one so you have your own private consultation. That's always nice, too. But be sure to press number 1 so we know that you want to speak with her, because a lot of times people are on hold. I do see a caller, a 217 number, that is on hold right now, but they don't have they didn't press 1 yet. So if they do want a reading with Deborah, please press 1. Don't be shy. Or if you just want to listen, that's fine too. I'll know by your silence. That's my cue that you just want to listen. So the show is about inspiring you in your life to be the best you can be, follow your dreams and your heart and your soul and your passions. And sometimes we need a little help with our friends and our spiritual guides and angels. And this is where people like Deborah come into play, and they help us to get real clear and to know what our options are, our free will options and different choices on in different paths that we can take, because we all have our own free will, but it's nice to get some confirmation of some of the choices that might be in front of us that we just need a little help with. So nothing wrong with that. It's all a blessing. So Deborah, welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show tonight. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Audrey. How are
you? Welcome. Yay. How are you feeling? Are you doing good?
Yeah. Feeling pretty good today.
Good. Excellent. Good. Well, it's great to have you back. We've had Deborah on the show before, and she's done a wonderful job, fabulous job with readings. And I guess I'd like to ask you, Deborah, before we take our callers, where you would like to start, if you, there's anything you'd like to share specifically, any words of wisdom and anything about your gifts that will help people understand you better?
In the beginning, when I became aware of my abilities, I had done meditation for about a year. And I was really consistent with it, doing it every day, individually and also in a spiritual group. And I would just tell the viewers that meditation is very powerful. It's a good way to discover more about yourself. For me, my abilities became known to me, and I felt that it was my path. So I pursued it and made a commitment to being in the metaphysical world. Also, meditation is good to relieve stress. You quiet your mind and you're still. And it does take time to get into it. You just have to be patient with yourself and persistent. And you should see results from that. It's just, for me, it was just very powerful, and it's your way of connecting with the divine part of yourself.
Yes, and but your gifts are definitely given. I mean, wouldn't you say that, I mean, everybody is intuitive to a degree, but some are immensely more empathic, right? Would you say, Deborah, like you, some folks are able, like, I'm an empath, but I can't give readings to anybody. I don't have that skill like you do. So I guess, what would you say would separate you, you know? How do you differentiate from someone that's just intuitive versus having these gifts that you have?
Myself, I became aware of knowing things about people. And in the beginning, I did start off doing readings, and in the beginning, I was doubtful about what was coming to me. But there, you have to discern which are your thoughts and which are thoughts coming to you, because the way it comes to me is telepathically, from spirit or guides, if you will, or other light beings. It comes to me in visions where I could see a past life. I could see you in the time period, the costume you're wearing, the gender. I can see certain scenes or information related to the person. Those are some of the things that differentiate me from people that may not have these abilities. I also psychometry, which is holding an object or a picture, clothing, something of a personal item of yourself or someone else's, and I can get information regarding that. I channel also. I get different entities that will communicate with me, and their messages are usually very long, and it is more for the public than it is for that's what I do it for, is basically for the public. I have several channelings I've done, but I have not published them. Or, well, they're going to be in a book written by my friend Robert Allen, because I channeled some information about the photos that he has taken, and they are not a usual content of things that you might take pictures of. They are, we see activity around the sun and the moon and unusual shapes and forms and that kind of thing. So I was fortunate to be privileged to be able to get this kind of communication. And so that is more for the public. I do mostly one-on-one readings so that it's more personal. So tonight, you know, if someone has something personal, hopefully it isn't too personal that they cannot say it on the air. So I would just say, you know, there's several things that I've done, and it has evolved since 23 years ago, and I'm committed to this. And my intention is always to help the person as much as I can. And when it comes to the future, what I may see or know is a possibility. It's not absolute. It depends on the person, and if there's other people involved, there's a lot of factors that take place and can create a different outcome.
Sure. No, I appreciate where you're coming from. I think that's a good explanation and good definition of your talents and gifts. And, you know, I do have one question, Deborah. How long have you been on your path as a spiritualist, right? You call yourself more of a spiritualist, metaphysical path?
Well, I was for about 12 years, but I grew up in a spiritual environment, and then it led me into the metaphysical world at a pretty early age. And so things made sense to me. With what I read and what I pursued, it made sense. And so now that I have different beliefs, it's been a part of my life for, well, I would say, since I was about 18. So it's a long journey.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful journey, too. Well, once again, you are listening to our special guest speaking with us tonight. I'm interviewing Deborah Charvarone, and she is our special guest psychic medium. She will be giving one question readings, mini readings for you all, which I'm going to get into taking some callers right now. And so feel free to have your question ready, whether it's love, your relationship, money, a new job, an old job, an ending, a new beginning, a concern, a fear, a happy, you know, whatever question you have, then we are happy to have Deborah answer that one question for you. We want to try to get to all the callers as well tonight. So once again, you're listening to Audrey Quinn. I'm your host with My Beauty Angel, Metaphysical Programming with Greater Good Ministries, and Barbara DeLosher is our producer of Empower You Enterprises. And Barbara's a very dear friend of mine, and I love her. If she's listening, she's just a fabulous woman. And I'm sending love out to you, B, if you're listening. I'm going to get into some callers. Are you ready, Deborah, to take some callers tonight?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
now once again, before I take the first caller, I just want to just say our number one more time and just remind people to make sure they press 1 after they dial the number so that I know you'd like a mini reading, a one-question reading from Deborah Charvarone. The phone number is 347-237-5339, and just please press number 1 to kind of flag us that you are interested in having a reading. So, and if you don't press number 1, then I know that you're not interested and you're just listening, and I'm grateful for you listening to our show tonight and being with us and having your energy here with us anyways. So I'm going to take our first caller that's been on hold patiently, and I believe this is our dear friend Anne, and I think this is Anne from New York. Anne, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show again. You're always welcome on to our show. And I would love to have you ask Deborah a question.
Okay. Yes. I know I've spoken to her before. I don't know if she remembers me.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
how are
okay.
you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Nice to see you on the show again.
Thank you.
I had asked you, I've actually asked you a couple of times referring the guy that I have talked to you about a few times.
Yes.
The last time we spoke, I had said to you that I was probably, for his birthday, going to send him just a very quick email, just a little happy birthday greeting, like a one-line email thing. And I did do that on his birthday, which was the 24th of August. And I did trace it just to make sure it got to him, and he did open it on his birthday. So I just wanted to know if you were able to pick up anything about how he felt when he saw that.
Well, I do think it was a little bit of a surprise. I think he had warm feelings about it. I do think he's appreciative of receiving it. And I do think that he thinks about you and that a contact will come soon on his part. He will communicate with you.
Oh, okay. So you feel like that's kind of moved up a little bit, the contact?
I think it'd be sooner than I may have said to you before.
Right. Because originally you were saying something maybe around like December or so, but, you know, sometimes things can change because of circumstances.
Right, right. Sometimes we assess certain things at that particular time.
Right.
Change. The future can change because it's not absolute. So I feel like, you know, that it's going to be more like October or November.
Okay.
I do feel that it is to be a little bit sooner.
Right, makes sense. Makes sense that he would be surprised to get it, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting at this point.
But, I, you know, he had good feelings about it, so.
Good.
I kind of feel like you have some worries about it, or communicating with him. I do feel like there's a deep care that you have for him.
Mm-hmm.
And but I do feel it's not to not to be, oh, how should I delicately put it? just let him take the lead.
Right.
You know, he likes that role, and he does have a bit of an old-fashioned view of relationships.
Uh-huh.
And so I just feel like he likes to be kind of in control.
Right.
He would be the one to initiate it.
Yes. Yeah, and that's all. I would only send that. That's about as far as I go. I don't like to chase. So I just figured it was a nice thing to do, acknowledge that I remember his birthday so he knows that, you know, I'm not closed off to him.
Right, right.
So
no, I think it was a good thing that you did that, you know, because I see him smiling and reading it and just, you know, good feelings about it.
Right, that's good. And I had also asked you the last time about a friend, a female friend of his. Her name is Leah, and at the time she was living in England, but I think she's back in New York. Do you see any potential, anything potentially to worry about there? Like, did that go any further? Is it strictly friendship platonic, or is there anything?
Yeah, I feel like more. It's just friendship. I don't feel like there's anything romantic.
No attraction or anything?
I don't feel that he feels that way, you know. I just feel like it's a platonic friendship.
Well, that's good. And from her side, too?
Hers may be a little bit different. Kind of feel like she is a little bit interested, but it's not serious, let's put it that way.
Right. So she's not ready to make any kind of move?
No.
On him, right.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to go into this more in depth one of these days when I can get a reading with you, hopefully soon.
Okay. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd like
to also
one of these days, like, to see if you can pull in anybody from the other side for me.
Sure.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to put you back on hold, Anne, and you're welcome to listen more to the show if you like, or drop out.
I'm
going
to hang up and listen to it on the computer.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much for calling in. Bless you, sweetheart. Okay,
that was
Anne from New York. And we are going to now take our next caller, which is area code 646-510, to speak with our special guest, psychic medium Deborah Charbonneau. Okay, and 646, welcome. What's your question, and where are you calling from?
I'm also calling from New York. My name is Kay. And I wanted to know, I wouldn't say a situation, but I have a budding friendship with a gentleman, and I feel like there has been interference from a person who I've been friends with for quite some time.
Okay. And what was your name?
Kay.
Kay from New York. And I don't know, Deborah, do you need this gentleman's name?
Do you mind giving me the first name?
Sure, I don't mind. It's Sean.
Sean?
Yes.
Okay. And you said the person, is it a female that you're talking about?
That's correct. Yes.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Yes.
Okay, so it was a female that you feel is kind of interfering with your relationship. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's someone who I feel, you know, who is supposed to be a friend of mine for quite some time.
I kind of feel like there is a bit of a competition with the two of you on some level. I do feel like you've had a long relationship with this woman, but there's a little bit of jealousy that I feel coming from her, and I kind of feel that there is a little bit of a disruption or
I feel like she's been taking him places. She's been buying things for him. Intuitively, that's what I've been feeling.
That's why I'm saying it's a competition in this relationship. And I kind of feel that you should just be on guard a bit about how much you lay to her, you know, especially about this, about Sean.
I cut the relationship off between us because I said, if, you know, I've been with him and all of a sudden she's like searching and hounding like a hound dog or a fox. And, you know, I know she has her personal issues. She is married. So I brought it upon myself to inform her mother-in-law to let her son know that whatever money he does distribute to her, to make sure he uses a cashier's check or a postal money order to ensure that any money that he's giving her is going to the children or whatever she claims it is, because clearly she's trying to spend money she doesn't have on Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a strong attraction to him. Different levels of this. As far as you're concerned, I feel like the trust has been broken, and that you've already said that you have broken off the friendship. I think that you need to get information from Sean. If you really have that close relationship, which I do feel that you have somewhat of a close relationship, she is trying to kind of horn in on, trying to have a relationship with him, and more than just a friendship. She's kind of going overboard, I think, with how she's treating him. And you said that he was a shaman.
I'm sorry?
Did you say he was a shaman?
A shaman?
Is that what you said? Because I wasn't hearing you very clearly. He isn't a shaman.
No, he's not a shaman.
Okay.
No.
Beginning. Okay. All right. I think Sean is trustworthy. I think that you have an open communication, that I feel that he will be honest with you. And I think you need to get it out in the open.
Well, I've tried to, and it's like, he has other things that are going on in his life as well. And I'm like, I'm not trying to force anything, but I'm like, listen, we're friends. I even approached her and I said, I was like, let's go to Starbucks, let's talk. And when we were there, I had asked her. And she started with the theatrics and, trying to fake cry on the streets with no tears coming down. And I said, I've known her since we were 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never betrayed her trust, never. Never. I can honestly say I've never betrayed her trust. And I've been a friend through thick and thin. I have been a friend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't say that, but I can.
Okay.
Is he in love with her? Does he love her or something? Or he just likes the attention?
No, I don't feel like that he has love for her. I don't think that it's even gone that way at all. But in some ways, you can trust him, but that by him not being so open, it seems deceptive, okay? And as far as she's concerned, I feel like she's a different person than who you knew. She's acting differently. She's speaking differently.
He is. And I told him, I said, you're acting like we don't even know each other.
Yeah, and it's a very touchy situation, but I think you've done the right thing by cutting off the friendship.
I'm sorry?
I think you did the right thing by cutting off the friendship with her, because she seems very different. She's a different kind of person than she was. I really don't feel like anything will, I don't think it'll go any further than what it is, whatever this type of relationship is with him and her. I do feel that he cares for you, and that there's just a need to be open and honest with each other. Does that help?
It helps. I just don't know. I don't know how to communicate because I've tried and, you know, from a soul level, spiritually, everything, and very calm.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of, this is hurting me because I'm like, you know what? This is not right. She can just come in and he's allowing it to happen for her to just lavish him with gifts. And I'm like, seriously? It's not right.
Right. Yes,
Well, that's why I said, you know, he's talking differently, acting differently. You know, is he in love with her?
No, I don't feel that at all. You know, I think he feels flattered in some ways, but I don't feel like he's serious about her. I don't feel that.
But she's forcing the situation.
I think she's she's aggressive, and you know, for some men, that's a turnoff. And I just don't think it's going to go very far. I think you are more sincere and thoughtful and caring, and you don't overstep boundaries like I feel like she is. And you need to take care of yourself, and whatever that feels to you, take some action with that.
I am. I'm taking care of myself, but I really do want to have a conversation. I just don't know. Do you see like a time frame when we will have a conversation about this?
Yes, I think it will occur probably within a couple of weeks. And I think he'll, be a little more courageous, I guess, you might say, or have the courage to be totally honest with you. And I don't mean that negatively at all.
No, I don't take it negatively. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just think it'll be a positive outcome with the conversation. At least you will know where you stand and, you know, what's going on with this other person.
Yeah, but I'm like, you're still doing this. You're still entertaining this. I'm like, you know, if you cared about me, you wouldn't. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, that's understandable. You have another lady chasing him down, trying to buy him. But like Deborah said, I just have to put my 2 cents in here.
Okay.
But I believe what Deborah's saying is so true. Men get turned off by that. You know, it's flattering, but it also pushes them away, and it's a turn off too. I mean, in the end, it's a turn off. I mean, maybe initially it is flattering, but I don't know. I feel like he cares for you personally, and that you do seem very calm and sensible about everything. So I think maybe, you know, don't be so fearful of it and just be looking forward to him expressing himself, his timing, you know. That's what I'm thinking, just listening to you both talking, you and Deborah.
Right.
But
yeah.
If you want to talk to Deborah further, you can always reach her via, she has a phone number. You can reach her on 217-875-2332 if you want a personal reading, one-on-one, privately, in, you know, more detail. Or her Hotmail account, which is psifield7@hotmail.com. But you're certainly welcome to call into our show any time on Thursdays. Okay, and I really appreciate you calling in tonight. I'm going to put you back on hold, and I wish you the best with this guy.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Good luck, dear. Okay. So that was Kay, and she's called in and had her love question. Thank you, Deborah, for answering that. I think it's time for us to take a little public service announcement break. But before we do, I want to encourage more callers to call in. Our area code is 347-237-5339 is our number. That's 347-237-5339. And you're listening to the My Beauty Angel Metaphysical Spiritual Radio Show, sponsored by Greater Good Ministries Radio, all inspiration, all the time. And our special guest today is Deborah Charvarone. She's a psychic medium, a very gifted medium. And you're welcome to call in and ask her one question, and she'll be happy to answer that for you. And you're welcome to call her for private readings as well, and email her, and I'll announce that again later, how to reach her. So just press 1 if you're interested in speaking. I do see 605 in the queue. I'm not sure if you want to hit 1, I'll take your call next for Deborah, right after this public service announcement. But let's go on to the public service announcement.
Hey,
we'll be
I'm down
right
here
back.
At your feet.
Wait, you're a basketball.
Yes, the basketball. The kids left me here a long time ago. Man, I miss flying through the air and hearing those shouts of joy. Could you give me a little air and remind the kids of how fun I still am?
Okay.
Great. Let's get bouncing.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You are listening to My Beauty Angel with Audrey Quinn on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Audrey.
Welcome back, everyone, all you shining diamonds out there in the sky. Really welcome you to the My Beauty Angel show again. We're here every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 to 8 p.m. on the East Coast for the East Coasters. We're a metaphysical programming and grateful to Greater Good Ministries for helping us minister inspiration, love, acceptance, peace, celebrating everyone's diversity and all the beauty in life, the beauty I see in you, the beauty I see in me, and beauty everywhere. And we have a special guest tonight, psychic medium Deborah Charvarone. You're welcome to call in and or Skype in from anywhere in the world at 347-237-5339. Press 1, and I will be happy to have Deborah give you an answer to a life question, if you'd like, one free mini reading, one question. And you can also reach Deborah Charvarone directly on her phone number, is area code 217-875-2332, Deborah Charvarone. And Deborah, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. Okay, I see some callers in the queue, and callers, I'm going to kind of just see if you're interested in having a reading, and if you're silent, that will tell me no, because I see a couple callers that have been, one of them waiting a long time, bless your soul, and I feel bad because I don't see the number one press, but I'm going to pick you up 605, area code 605. Did you want a reading tonight, 605? No. Okay, 605 is listening. Thank you for being with us on the My Beauty Angel show. And let's see, we have another 217. 217, 217, are you with us? 493?
Yes.
Oh, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Pam Blosser. I'm calling from Champaign, Illinois.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Pam. Welcome.
I know, Pam.
I don't really have a. I don't necessarily have a question.
No. Did you have a comment? Anything you'd like
actually,
to share with us? Yeah.
I just got on the show just a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If I do, I definitely will press one.
Okay, wonderful. You want to go back on hold and just listen in then?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, dear. I'll put you back on hold. Okay, and we do have a caller at 613. You will be on now, live with us on the My Beauty Angel Show. 613, where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. My name is Erin.
Oh, wow. Hi, Erin. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for calling in.
I would. Do you need a question, or can I just get whatever message you receive, Deborah? Or is it better to have an area?
Well, it'll be random. Kind of random if there's no specific question or, you know.
I would like to know then regarding my. Spiritual work, rather it'll be readings, healing, talks, or writing.
Okay. What's your first name again?
Erin.
Erin.
Yes.
Well, I feel like you have a strong intuitive ability. I do think that you know certain things about people or situations. Also, you're clairvoyant, you know, you know certain things are going to happen. And I'm not sure that you always say something, but you do get that acknowledgement that something has occurred that you knew. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I also feel like you do have writing ability and that could be something to work on is because I think you're very creative and the writing does stand out to me as something to pursue. I think you've done some in the past,
yes.
But not really taking yourself seriously, but you can, you know, from this point on. And also using your intuitive abilities. It's like you get an idea and then you can kind of sit back and meditate on that idea and you will receive information about it. And this information I would write down or tape record because it's almost like a channeling. Well, and it would be considered a channeling,
yes,
of information. Are you aware of that ability?
Yes, I do channel information, but I've never tried it with meditation, though. So.
Okay. It's concerning your writing. It's like you get an idea, and an idea comes to you. Then you would meditate on that idea and then allow to receive whatever comes to you and then make notes as to, you know, the relationship to the idea. And then, you know, then I think when you kind of in a relaxing state, you can start writing about it. It'd be like a channeling. The information will come to you. The words will come. So you just pause and you wait, and it comes to you. And you write more, and then it'll flow more easily and faster.
Okay.
It's just a different way of doing it. When you in meditation, you can connect with many different spirits or entities of different forms.
Yes.
And it's just allowing yourself to be receptive. This is something that I do. I'm open to who wants to talk to me who has profound information or a message. Nothing where people are just wanting to say, hi, how are you?
Mm.
You know, I what I do in meditation is ask for the highest information to come through, the most beneficial, things like that. So you get a higher level of being
mm-hmm.
will communicate with you. And I would just, if anyone else comes in that you may feel is a lower level, just tell them, you know, go away. I don't want to talk to you. So, you know, I really think this year is really a prominent year for you, and that you need to really trust yourself and know, be aware of your abilities and what you can accomplish. And when you have an idea, write it down, because it can come to fruition. It's just you've got to kind of take yourself more seriously about your work. And, you know, I just feel that this is the field you're, you know, are intended to be in, whether you write about it or not. This is your field. And I would just make a commitment to that.
Okay.
Is it... sound like you?
Pardon me?
Does it sound like you?
Oh, yes, it does, yes. Okay. I sometimes have, I guess, I don't know if it would
you
be really...
I think you have doubts about yourself, and
I
you have a
that.
Little bit of fear, but
yes.
You need to take, you need to jump into it.
Okay.
Just trust me. It's that it will open new opportunities. You'll have new opportunities come to you. If you just make that commitment, go for it, and not let your mind really play with you. You know what I mean? It's like your mind will get doubts and fear and that kind of thing, and you just have to go with your feelings. Trust them more and just go with it, because I really think this is the field that you're supposed to be in.
Okay. That I, you know, have fear that money won't be coming, so.
It may be slow in the beginning, but the more that you are committed,
okay.
You will see more opportunities. And I wouldn't be worrying about the money.
Okay.
This will all, it'll come to you.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. The more you fear, the more you attract what you fear, you know. You need to
okay.
be positive and, you know, I'm wealthy, or I have a great job, or I have a lot of customers. You know, you need to be more positive in your thinking.
Okay.
And that's what you want to create. You want to create that reality that you really want.
Yeah.
Not what you don't want, what you want. Make sense?
Okay, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Erin, so much. And
thank you, Audrey.
I think you're on the right track, and you know that you're gifted, and you just need to know how deserving you are, that you deserve to receive, because I think being a healer and gifted like you are, you know you're a giver. So part of the circulation, the law of circulation and money and prosperity is that reciprocity, so you deserve to receive as well as the giving. The more you're given, you equally need to you're ready to receive. And I would just open up my hands right now, and I do this sometimes. I'll just say, I am receiving, I am, close your eyes, like happy and with your candle on or no candle on, it doesn't matter. I am receiving now. I am receiving all the wealth of the universe that is mine by divine right. I am my divine birthright. I am receiving. I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you, know, like it's already done, and it's done, and it's already done. As act as if and pretend, even if you're playing a game with yourself. And this whole fear thing, I will witness to you. I've always had a fear of snakes, terrified, and I just moved here to Scottsdale, Arizona, on the border here of Carefree, and there are some rattlesnakes out here, okay, especially in northern Scottsdale, northern Arizona. And guess what? I was fearing them, and one showed up on my doorstep this morning. And it
wow.
was a rattlesnake, and it was not really a baby. It was a medium-sized rattlesnake, and I had to call the fire department and have it removed gently, lovingly, safely, and they released it back to the wild. but it was freaky deaky for me this morning. But also I called one of my dear spiritual friends, Barbara Delosier, our producer of Greater Good Ministries, and just for any of you that, whoever fears snakes or have a snake show up, it does mean, it does represent the number 9, which is endings before, and ending a new, an old cycle. And I know I'm ending an old cycle going into a new cycle, because I am in a number 9 year going into a 1. So you do get confirmation. That's one spiritual message. I know Deborah's got a transmutation message about it too, right, Deborah?
Well,
with the snake.
I went to the medicine cards, and I just look up the snake. Whatever, you know, gets my attention, could be in the sky, it could be on the ground, I will look it up and see what it means for me. Or draw a card, and, you know, and it's usually appropriate.
Yeah,
and it's
a,
the medicine
healing.
Card, excuse me, the medicine card for snake, I believe, is transmutation. So it's transmuting something in your life. So maybe a negative to a positive, maybe what we're talking about.
Well, snakes also, they shed their skin, so we can transform from one into another by shedding something that we no longer need to hold on to.
Right.
Yes. Isn't that true? That is true. It kind of reminds me of the butterfly metamorphosis, similar. There's some similar energy there. Wow. Well, thank you, Erin, so much for calling in. I'll put you back on hold.
Well, thank
you. If you want to listen to the show. And good luck with your gifts. She sounds wonderful from Canada. Okay, now we have another caller. It looks like, I'm not sure, it's a 111, so I don't know if you're a Skype caller or 111, but thank you for calling. You're on the air right now with My Beauty Angel.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoyed listening to the show, and I just wanted to say about the snake that, yeah, you're correct. It's the snake totem is about transformation, about big changes coming, and as you said, shedding the skin and so forth, but walking into another vibrational energy, so...
Yeah. Thank you.
So it's a good thing.
Yes,
although they're scary when they're right there staring at you, but it's a good thing anyway.
Yeah.
And you know another one that is too are bats are also mean transformation. So if you ever see a bat near you, it's a good thing too.
Really? I've seen hundreds of them once when they go do the Austin in Texas when they do a special festive. You know, like when the birds fly south or north, you know, like there's a seasonal thing. They'll have,
they had
like millions of these bats, and everyone flocks to go see them. They were millions. And it was a spectacle. I mean, and it was beautiful. It was during a sunset, too.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
There were millions of them.
Oh, wow.
And people travel.
I don't know if I want to be there, but I bet it was fast. Do they fly in formation and just kind of shift back and forth?
They're together. They're all in the togetherness, for sure. It's like a swarm of them, just swarming. But it was a beautiful thing, and like I said, that was a celebratory event.
Oh.
Every year they come at a certain time frame. I think it was May or June in Austin, Texas, at the same location under the bridge. It was a trip, let me tell you. So I know you're one of my regular listeners. I know your voice. What is your name?
Carol.
Oh, hi, Carol. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a verification and confirmation, by the way, of that spiritual message? Do you have a question for Deborah? We still have six minutes.
Okay, my life is just going amazing. What I'm working on is, and I'm opening my heart just so I can allow everything that's there waiting for me, that's there for me to come into my life. And so that's what I am working on at this time. So, yeah. I don't know if there's any message. If there is, great. If not, that's fine, too.
Deborah?
first thing that I heard was that it's all about timing. Mm-hmm. And there's no time on the other side. There's timing in our world.
Right.
So things that you've been thinking about will come to fruition because you're creating this for yourself. And it seems to be very positive what you're thinking about and what you're opening up to. And
okay.
I think that the beginning of 2014 will be, it's new beginnings. It's a lot of changes will take place this coming year, and a lot of goodness will come to you. And I just feel like you're a very loving person, very giving person, and that it's like your time has come to receive all this, because I think that you have given for a long time to people and at times taken advantage of. So in this next year, it's very hopeful to me, very positive, and I feel like a lot of new things coming to you, new changes, new beginnings, things like that.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm planning to relocate within the next couple of months, so I think that's all part of it too, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going, Carol?
Arizona.
Oh, you're coming to? Are you coming to meet up with me?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm in Scottsdale, but I'm borderline a few miles from Carefree. Where are you? Carefree and Cave Creek, kind of two different areas are bordering me. It's kind of like a little diamond.
Okay.
Where are you headed? What part?
Yeah, well, I will in Phoenix, and then also I'd like to Arizona, Sedona.
Oh, yeah, Sedona's beautiful, too. I mean, it's all beautiful here, really,
yes.
And the people
yes.
are wonderful, I have to
yes.
say. It's easy to get to know people really quite quickly.
Yeah.
It's what I have found, and it just my energy shifted dramatically once I got here. I'm
That's
really grateful for these people. When are you moving?
Well, I'm hoping to start in October, to start the transition in October. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Deborah has some beautiful news for you, too. Wow. And, you know, you deserve it. You're a wonderful energy, beautiful energy. In fact, you've always been supportive of our show and calling in, and you just always have a optimism, you know, a very light energy about you. I've noticed myself. You're uplifting lady. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, and you
loving,
are too.
Oh, thank you. I guess
wonderful.
Birds of a feather hang out together,
right.
Don't we?
Right.
Well,
yeah. But I'll let you know when I move there, and maybe it'd be fun to meet. That would be fun.
Oh,
so.
I'd love to. Yes, I always love to meet my Facebook friends or,
Absolutely.
you know, I have a Facebook page. You just go to My Beauty Angel, and you can like the page where I post the shows every week, or just to send me a message, or just make me your friend Audrey Quinn on Facebook, and I'll add you there, too. Deborah's on Facebook, too, to add Deborah. It's Deborah. D-E-B-R-A, and then capital A is her initial. And Charverone is Charveron. And
French,
I will give, for all the listeners, her phone number is 217-875-2332 for anyone that wants to talk to her privately for a one-on-one consultation, further consultation. But awesome. You will love Arizona. I totally encourage it.
I'm looking for, and I've heard that the energy there is just, I guess it's kind of somewhat dense in California, but they say in Arizona just you can clear so much easier and you can work. That's what I've heard, so I'm looking forward to it. And when I'm there, I feel the way. But I didn't know if it was on vacation or just the way Arizona is. I guess it's Arizona.
Yeah.
So
definitely
there you go.
Different here. It's I love it. I really love it out here. So good luck to you with your new beginnings. And Deborah is going I'd love to thank Deborah for giving we've got 1 minute left, so we want to say thank you to Deborah for being so gracious and taking all your calls and adjusting her attunement to each soul that calls in, and we really appreciate it and welcome you back any Thursday. We have different guests on this show, My Beauty Angel with Greater Good Ministries. Deborah, would you like to say any final words of wisdom to the callers or anything else you want to say as we close out the show?
Well, I want to say thank you to you for having me on again, and thanks to the callers. One thing I said before to a caller is meditation. Meditation is powerful. You discover more about yourself. You connect with the divine, connect with spirit. Very powerful, very useful. And I would recommend that people do meditation. You know, it takes some patience in get some results. That's all
yeah.
I have right now.
Yes. Well, yeah. That I think it was a wonderful show tonight, and what a way to close out the day here in Scottsdale. I know it's probably later in Illinois, right, where you're at. It's, what is it now?
7:00.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah. So, and we'll have Deborah back again when she can find it in her schedule in the fall as we move into ending out our next quarter of the year. If Deborah is able to, if she's available to come on again. And just want to bless everyone that supported our show tonight, and just be the light that you all are, that your sparkles and your gifts, and like that little song said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's one of my favorite songs when I was a little girl. And even though I don't subscribe to organized religion myself and don't go to the churches anymore, because my church is everywhere, you know, my religion is love and kindness, I just, you know, that song is real special regardless to me, because I think we all can be a light. And that's about it. That's all I got to say. So lots of love and big hugs to you, Deborah. So we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Have a good night. God bless. Bye-bye.